Hi, and welcome to the Sclerosun Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 5. Last week, we had a fun time over at Vertical Cure in Mammoth Mountain. It was great. We raised over $30,000, and it was perfect weather. It was 45 to 55 degrees, and it was still bright, snowy, great powder, and we had a record number. I think we had over 60 people there. Normally we have about 55-53, but everybody decided to show up and show us some love, and we were able to raise over $30,000 for Scleroderma Foundation Southern California chapter. But yeah, that was cool. A couple of announcements. We did have to pull our Strikeout Scleroderma baseball virtual watch party because things are opening up, so please stay tuned. We might have something for you guys later in the year that could be something huge, something big. I know there's a lot of Dodger fans out there that wanted to watch, and I know there's a lot of Padres fans out there and Angels fans, and so we're working that out. We do love our baseball fans, and we will make it happen. So lastly, we have our open registration already for our 2021 virtual Stepping Out to Cure Scleroderma. So please, please register. We have team challenges coming up, and we'll have some prizes coming along, maybe a couple of gift cards here and there. We have raffle prizes. And if you're already registered and the team captain, we'd love if you can find some more raffle prizes, because I think we want to make this sort of the biggest virtual walk ever. And so that'll be cool. But we are also planning some live events, some in-person events later in the year. And please keep an eye on that. I'm scrambling right now because as soon as California said June 15, I'm like, oh, well, some of our stuff is in October, some of our stuff is in August, and some of our stuff is in September. So we maybe, mind you, we're still keeping an eye out on things. And especially for our autoimmune compromised or immunocompromised people, it's You kind of take a step back and see how it looks first before you step forward. So please register for Scleroderma Stepping Out, Virtual Stepping Out. It's going to be on June 6th. We have some great people performing. We have The Emotions, the Grammy Award winning female group all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010. And they're still here. They're still around. They'll be doing a fabulous performance, especially just for us. We also have Rain. Rain is a group with Justin Klunk, who you've seen perform several times on our virtual events, and as well as in our in-person events, with his partner Anne. And they've opened up for Taylor Swift, and we have them live on our virtual walk June 6th from 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. It is a streamathon. I'll be there live for the whole 4 hours. So you're going to be enjoying this space a lot. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Register now, scleroderma.org, Stepping Out SoCal. That's www.scleroderma.org, Stepping Out SoCal. Start your team up. There's a way to link it to your Facebook account, so you can do a Facebook fundraiser and it goes directly to there. And it's going to be great. But we are good now. So I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Tina Berger. Tina, come on in. Say hi to the peoples.
Hi, everybody.
So Tina is here, and she will be she'll be asking the questions, the questions that everybody wants to know. Hold on, I'm trying to. Here we go. Yeah, I'm trying to get you on the screen. It's hard to. I'm like doing multiple. I got five screens in front of me and I don't know where to put my hands. So Tina Berger is co-hosting tonight because she likes to ask the serious questions and get to the point and get the right information out, because this is the Sclerosun Podcast and we are here to be very informative yet very informal at the same time too. So Tina Berger is here. I'm going to also ask our lovely, lovely guests from the UCLA Scleroderma program to come and introduce themselves so we can know more about you, because I can read a whole list of brag sheets on each one of you, but that wouldn't do justice unless you say it yourself. So let's start with Talia, who's the coordinator over at UCLA.
Hi, so I'm Talia Martinez. I am the clinical research coordinator with Dr. Boakman at the UCLA Scleroderma Program.
And we have Heather Bukiri.
Hi, I'm Heather Bukiri. I'm currently a second year rheumatology fellow at UCLA. And next year, I will be starting as the very first scleroderma fellow at UCLA under the guidance of Dr. Volkman.
Yeah, and speaking of Dr. Volkman, the one, the only, Dr. Elizabeth Volkman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Volkman. It's really wonderful to be here with all of you tonight. And I'm the director of the scleroderma program, and we're excited to share with you some really interesting stuff that's happening in our program, and also have you have a chance to get to know Talia and Dr. Bukiri a little bit more.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We did think this was really important. I don't think enough people know about the different programs that are out there, and we want to make sure that everybody knows about the scleroderma program, what it entails, and definitely about you bringing in a fellowship program. So I thought that I would start with you telling us, Dr. Volkman, a little bit about your scleroderma program, your position, when and how it came into an existence, and some of the special details about the program.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you, Tina. And for those of you who may not know, Tina used to work in our program for many years, and that's how she gained a lot of really great experience and knowledge about scleroderma. And so she always will have a special place in our hearts.
Thank you.
But yeah, UCLA has a really long history of caring for patients with scleroderma or systemic sclerosis. It's one of the largest programs actually in the world, the largest in the West Coast. And I think what's really unique about it is that we offer really comprehensive care to patients. So we don't just have rheumatologists who specialize in scleroderma, but we also have gastroenterologists, pulmonologists, radiologists, cardiologists. And I think this is really nice for patients because, as you all know, scleroderma can affect different parts of the body, different organ systems. And it's nice to know that we have a specialist there for whatever is going on as it relates to your scleroderma. So I stepped into this role this summer when I was appointed the director of the program. And I think it was a really, really opportune time because there are a lot of different ways that we can expand the program now. And we're fortunate to get funding for different things that I'm going to tell you about today. But one of the most important ones was funding to develop a scleroderma fellowship program. So some of you may have, before you came to see a scleroderma doctor, you may have seen a rheumatologist in the community. And it's quite possible that the rheumatologist in the community didn't have a lot of experience with scleroderma. And even our own rheumatology fellows at UCLA don't get to see a lot of scleroderma patients over the course of their career. And this has kind of resulted in not too many doctors specializing in scleroderma. And I really wanted to do something to change that. I want to start educating people to learn about scleroderma. Yes. Even if they don't want to go into research or have an academic career, if they just want to work in a small community hospital, I would like them to still know what scleroderma is and how to treat it.
Yep.
That was really the motivation for starting this program. And what's nice about the program is that our fellow will have time for seeing patients with scleroderma, but then she will also have time for doing scholarly work, research, education, advocacy through the Scleroderma Foundation. So it's a really unique opportunity. There's no program like this in the country, but I'm hoping that this becomes a model so that other scleroderma programs do something similar. And we're hoping that at least every other year to have a new fellow join us.
I think this is wonderful. I get excited just hearing you say this because we know that there's a shortage of scleroderma specialists. And I can't tell you how over the years when I worked at UCLA, even in my position now, that we're meeting people that are seeing doctors that don't specialize in scleroderma. And as a result, they're not getting the best care. And we also have the issues where they're seeing a doctor here and then they're seeing another specialist here and another specialist here. And they have everybody at your fingertips, it's priceless. And to know that if you said a key thing that got my heart, and that was that you mentioned that if they don't want to stay, or they don't maybe want to continue as a specialist in scleroderma, if they leave and go out into the community and go into private practice somewhere, they're going to recognize scleroderma. And that's important, because we know, I've been in this field 31 years now, and we're still meeting people who are misdiagnosed because they're seeing physicians that don't understand. And I keep stressing the point of the difference between a rheumatologist and a rheumatologist that specializes in scleroderma. So it was refreshing to hear what you had to say. So I'm really happy about that.
Absolutely, because I think the other reason why this is important now is obviously we want to make sure patients get diagnosed on time, but also we want to make sure they get treated on time. And we actually have now new treatments for scleroderma. We have two new FDA approved drugs that were approved over the last couple of years. This is huge.
Yes.
So a lot of the people that completed their rheumatology training even 5 years ago may not even know about these drugs. And so if we really start training people that get experience using these new medications and send them off into the world, I think it'll benefit all scleroderma patients.
Yes, beautifully said.
So I do want to introduce Dr. Bukiri, because we selected her for this position because she has worked with me for the past 2 years and has just done an incredible job. She's impressed every rheumatologist in our division, and she really cares for the patient, the whole patient. So she often takes her time in clinic. Sometimes she runs over like I do, but this is only because she's really like leaving no stone unturned and really making sure that everything the patient is dealing with is addressed, and following up on labs and studies and communicating well with the patients. And any time that I'm seeing a patient with her, I always feel so comfortable in knowing that things are going to be taken care of, because Tina, you know, I really care about patients. But I think that Dr. Bukiri is just going to be like wonderful in this position. And so I want to make sure she has some time to tell the group too about her interests and how she got into this as well.
That's wonderful. I really appreciate you saying that. And I think it means a lot. And I remember those running over your time, but because you care so much, and the patients are good with it, because they know when their turn comes, you're going to spend that much time with them also. And I think that you don't see that all the time. It's 15 minutes. So I give her a lot of credit for that. So Dr. Bukiri, I have a couple questions for you. Can you share a little of your background yourself, as well as why you chose to get in the field of rheumatology, and in particular scleroderma?
Yeah, so thank you for the kind words, Dr. Volkman. But I come from a non-medical family, in the sense that I'm the first person in my family who decided to choose medicine as a career. But in the same sense, I come from a very medical family, because my dad, when I was in high school, was diagnosed with IgA nephropathy, which is an autoimmune kidney disease. And my mom has had a number of different medical conditions. And so growing up, I was in an environment where my parents were always dealing with healthcare issues. And then it wasn't until I went to college and took a class in immunology that I really got fascinated with the immune system. And at that point in time, kind of having this background interest and thinking about my parents and then having interest in the immune system, decided to go to medical school. I went into medical school knowing that I loved rheumatology, which is not the typical trajectory for med students, because in medicine, rheumatology is often perceived as this esoteric, mysterious type of thing, where even the diseases that like us in rheumatology think are common, like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, they're kind of enigmas to other doctors who go into medicine, because unless you really seek out experience in rheumatology, you just don't get exposure to a lot of that. So I was a very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed first-year medical student, and I actually spent the summer between my first and second year of med school doing a clinical preceptorship with the American College of Rheumatology,
nice,
where I spent a lot of time just doing clinics and journal clubs with a department at the medical school that I was at, Loyola in Chicago. And I, as I've gained exposure to rheumatology, I've just fallen in love with it more and more and more. And I think that the biggest gratitude that I get out of being a physician is being able to connect with people and like being able to help them and hear them. And so I love rheumatology in general. And as Dr. Volkman kind of emphasized before, I started med school seeking out every opportunity to rotate through rheumatology, same thing with residency, but I had only seen a handful of scleroderma patients. And so it really wasn't until I came to UCLA and worked with Dr. Volkman that I got a lot of exposure to scleroderma. And I feel like caring for patients with scleroderma really encompasses everything that I love about being a doctor, which is talking to the patient, really listening to them, and really hearing them explain what's bothering them and thinking about their symptoms in the context of this disease. That's very difficult to understand if you don't have the knowledge in scleroderma. And so I remember the first time that I worked with Dr. Volkman in clinic, just being so impressed by the fact that when patients were telling her about their reflux or bloating, she understood what that meant. And she understood how it was related to their disease. And I've just been continuously inspired working with her. And so I'm very excited to be continuing my training and specializing in scleroderma.
That's beautiful. I'm so excited just hearing you talk about this. It warms my heart like you wouldn't believe, and that you take such an interest and that you're getting mentored by somebody that has such a compassion and such a beautiful bedside manner to the patients. And it means everything to them. And it is the difference. And I've had people come and see her and tell me, oh my gosh, somebody that can finally finish my sentences and understand that this is a part of the disease where the other physicians don't. And so knowing that you have that same opportunity and that the patients are being heard means so much. And I think you're going to enrich the program that's already in place. And so I think it's wonderful that you're with them. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh yeah.
That's wonderful. And so out of curiosity, how many days a week do you see patients?
So, well, as a fellow right now, I see patients every day of the week. And then when I start this fellowship, I'll be seeing patients 2.5 days per week, and then spending the rest of the week training in other clinics, like the gastroenterology clinic, the pulmonary clinic, and then also working on clinical trials with Dr. Volkman and some scholarly work too.
That's wonderful. And I love that you're rotating in the other departments, because it's also going to help with the various areas of scleroderma that others don't. And it's so funny. A lot of people will say that they have to see all these different subspecialties. And don't get me wrong, I know you guys refer to them too, but many times you guys handle it because you know the disease so well, and they don't need to sometimes go outside of your realm to get the care in those subspecialties, you know? So that's wonderful. And when you see the patients, are you only seeing scleroderma, or are you seeing a variety of other autoimmune diseases?
The majority will be scleroderma patients. And then also patients, I think that right now I'm seeing all rheumatology patients. So I have some patients that I've built up in my own practice and fellows clinic that I'll continue to follow.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And then I'll also be doing some attending on the inpatient service where we see a great variety of things.
I bet you do. And that's great that you get to build them up and continue to see them. Because if I remember, it used to be whomever was there and you didn't get to have that continued relationship. So that's really wonderful to hear. That's great.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that you're there. I think that they're very fortunate to have you.
Thank you. I feel very privileged to be in this position.
And so have you been able to work with Ms. Martinez over here?
Just that we just met each other. We haven't had a chance to start working together, but I'm very excited to work with her.
That's wonderful. So then that brings us to you, my friend. Talia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I was going to say, you can give us a little bit of your background, what brought you into the field of rheumatology, and what do you do in your position to support patients in clinical trials with scleroderma?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tina. So a little bit about my background is I've been in clinical research for quite a few years. In total, probably 15 years. Five of those years were with nephrology.
Nice.
And so that is the specialty I was in prior to scleroderma. So I dealt with a lot of patients who had end-stage renal failure, patients who were already on dialysis. And when I saw the opening for Dr. Volkman in the scleroderma, honestly, I didn't know much about the scleroderma disease. But as I did more research, I was like, this is so interesting because it's not something that's widely known. You know, a lot of people don't know about it. Like I had never heard of it. And so I definitely at least wanted to interview with Dr. Volkman, you know, just to kind of see, you know, a little bit more about it. Thankfully, she liked my resume. So she gave me an interview. I've only been with Dr. Volkman for almost 3 months now. And then after our interview, like I knew that this is exactly where I wanted to be. Not just because of like Dr. Volkman, obviously Dr. Volkman, because she's amazing. But because I felt that her and I had the same outlook when it came to caring for patients. So when I was even in nephrology, dealing with patients who were at end-stage renal failure, dialysis, a lot of them, their life expectancy wasn't very high. So you have to be a specific type of person to work with these types of patients. And in talking with Dr. Volkman, it was on the same level, and seeing how much she cares about her patients and the time and the compassion that she has for them just made me want to be on her team even more so. So I was very, very blessed. Thank you, Dr. Volkman, that she did choose me to be on her team. So she hired me as her study coordinator. So any clinical trials, whether they're sponsored by pharmaceutical companies or investigator initiated, I will be the person who will be at the forefront, right behind Dr. Volkman. So anybody who becomes eligible and comes into our study, I'm going to be your new best friend. And I will just be with you every step of the way, every visit that needs to be done, any questions that you have, any concerns, and just really getting to know all of her patients, whether they're in studies or not. I've already gotten to meet so many of her patients, and just like Dr. Volkman, all her patients are absolutely wonderful. They all have such a great heart. They're all so nice, so down to earth. And yeah, so we do have some studies coming up. So if you guys are interested, yeah.
Well, it looks like we lost Tina in our lovely podcast. So while she's trying to log on, she gave me all her questions. So just in case this stuff happens, we have backups. So Dr. Volkman or Dr. Bakiri or Talaya, if you can answer, you know, speaking of clinical trials that you just mentioned, what scleroderma studies are you currently working on at UCLA, and are any of them open for recruitment right now?
Okay, well, I can start this one off. So we have a number of different studies, and I think maybe first I'll talk about the clinical trials. And clinical trials are when you get the chance to try usually a new medication for scleroderma that's under development. And sometimes it's a medication that's just being tried for the first time. And then other studies are really done at later stages where it's already been tested in scleroderma and we're really trying to refine how it works best. So we have all these different types of phase trials. Hi, Andrew. in scleroderma. And we have three actually that are starting up fairly soon. Two are just starting now, and then one more coming. And these are for patients who have diffuse scleroderma. So when the skin involvement can affect things like the chest and the abdomen, the upper arms and the thighs, this would be more diffuse skin disease. And we have new medications with really exciting mechanisms that have been shown to be helpful in scleroderma. And for this, you could definitely talk to Talia. We can give you her email address, because that's probably the best way to get in touch with her, to set up a visit, just to even just learn about the study. It doesn't mean you have to sign up, but we usually like to talk to you about it in person so you have all the information. And I think there's some benefits of participating in clinical trials. And one is that you kind of get to come more frequently to UCLA, and some people like that. and all of your visits and testing and medications are covered through the trial too, which for some people can be really helpful. And then you're also contributing to research and to an area that might help other patients down the line. So it's kind of a nice opportunity, and we're fortunate that UCLA has done a lot of clinical trials in rheumatology over the years, specifically in scleroderma. So we're continuing that on, and Talia and Dr. Bukiri will be a big part of these clinical trials. But in addition to studies that test different medications, we also have studies that are more what we call observational studies. And these are studies where you would get the chance to contribute, maybe filling out a questionnaire about how you feel, or giving us a blood sample, or some of you may have even given me a stool sample, because I do a lot of research on the gut microbiome, so how bacteria in your gut and how that balance can cause inflammation in other parts of your body. So these studies don't test any kind of experimental medications, but they're more just to contribute to the science and help us try to better understand what is the cause of scleroderma and how do we treat it.
That's awesome. And I think if you give us the email, Talia, we'll put it in the description so people can reach out and come and see if they can qualify for these trials as well. It'd be really great. Great way to get some new patients in there as well too. So there's, of course, in the last year we've been stuck at home with a lot of complications. So the next question is: Are there any COVID-related obstacles that are working that you're working on to keep patient experiences easier and safe while they're participating at the trials during this pandemic?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And all of us as principal investigators for studies had to submit these really extensive plans to even be allowed to do research right now. And these plans involved how to keep people really safe during the research, keep everyone distance, lots of sanitizer available. And the proposal that I submitted was like 35 pages long. So we have a really good protocol in place for keeping people safe that do research. And fortunately, right now, things seem to be getting better with the pandemic as more people are vaccinated. So we're seeing the numbers go way down at UCLA. But if in the event that the numbers ever went up and people didn't feel comfortable coming for visits, we also last year were able to do virtual study visits too. So that's always an option if things ever got worse again. But we're trying to remain really positive and optimistic that it's just going to be like getting better and better with time.
That is awesome. Well, that's all the serious questions we have. And thank you so much. That's extremely informative. Again, we'll be putting down a lot of the information or Talia's email on the description later on after the podcast, so you can reach out and see if you can be part of it. Now, like I said, this is very informative and it's also informal. So we're going to do, let's see, we're going to do round robin. I normally do 5 minutes of questions, but I know we're short on time. And unfortunately, we lost Tina. She had a power outage at her home. So no internet, no lights. I told her to get on her phone, but she can't. We wouldn't even be able to see her. So we're going to go with 3 minutes of questions. Are you guys ready? We're just going to go around robin. You guys, all right. This is, I'm sure you guys can answer this. This is fun. Wait, this might be Tina again. Let's see. Or it might be Andrew again. We're going to see who's joining us here. Andrew, you're back. Well, you can join in. You can unmute. You want to join in? No? All right, you're on air, but he's on there just to fix his hair.
I came to tell you that Tina is in a power outage and we can't hear your mic, Emmanuel.
Yeah, no, I turned it up already. Able to hear it. Yeah. So we're good to go. Thanks for stopping by, Andrew.
Sorry, but this is great.
This is live. This is what we do. This is the fun part about doing this podcast.
Oh, you're talking to me on the phone, and that my internet's down too.
Oh no!
They heard you.
We heard you. We heard you, Tina.
I'm sitting here in the dark, and I right in the middle of her talking. Bam, gone.
Well, I got to answer the rest of the question, so we are good to go, Tina. It was really good. I'll give you a report afterwards. We're ready to do the fun stuff. I'm flipping my cards here. All right, we're going to start. Here we go. 3 minutes because we're short on time. Here we go. And for Talia, when were your parents? No, wait, these are the bad ones. When were your parents most disappointed in you? Who gave these to me?
I plead the fifth on that one.
It was a bad card. Here we go. What's something you like that most people don't?
What's something that...
This is hard.
It is hard. I don't know what most people don't like.
Okay. What would be your best day ever?
My best day ever? Best day ever is just being able to spend the whole day with all of my family. All of us enjoying laughing. There used to be a time where my uncles and my grandma used to sing, playing the guitar, like old fashioned songs. So yeah, I would say
that's
that.
Awesome. All right. Elizabeth, Dr. Elizabeth Volkman, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
So hard. But just to follow my heart. You know, I haven't always taken the path that is always the straightest, but I always just let my heart lead the way in everything I do.
I'm sure you have stories, Elizabeth. Dr. Bukiri, what's a favorite thing you bought this year?
Ooh, that I bought this year.
Calendar?
Yeah, this calendar year. Or my favorite thing that I've bought is a monogrammed bag that I bought for myself off the internet. And it has an animal pattern on it. So that's my favorite new thing. Everything else I buy is for my cats.
I heard
we're very spoiled.
Have the bag at the hospital recently?
Yeah.
I got it by one of my patients.
All right, back to Talia. If you could undo one moment in your life, why are you getting the serious questions? I'm taking that away.
Do I come off as a serious person?
I know, right? If you had to teach a class on one thing, what would you teach?
Probably dancing. And like a variety of dancing, because I know salsa, merengue, bachata, cha-cha. I know country two-step, country swing. I know swing dance, like the jitterbug. I've done flamenco, break dancing, modern. So probably
dance. All right, now we're going to hit the dance floor. You're going to get an invite to our gala in October. We have a live band. It's going to be dancing. We're going to do a battle. All right. Dr. Volkman, what do you value most in your friends?
Oh, honesty. That's easy.
And on that note, we'll do one more just to make it even. That's awesome. That's the big thing for me as well, too. Do not lie to me. Dr. Bukiri, who is your favorite hero of fiction?
Ooh, a fiction.
You're about to say your mom, but it was
no. From fiction. We'll go with Jennifer Connelly in The Labyrinth. That's a 1986 David Bowie movie.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're all in the same generation. I feel you. Yes. Yes. That Labyrinth was a trip. It gave me some nightmare.
I have to say, with Labyrinth, I know that movie word for word by heart. Even to this day. Do you really?
I do. It was really big in the Bukiri household growing up.
I was a never ending story kid.
Oh, I love the never ending story too.
Yeah.
I just saw a dog that looked like Falcor the other day.
Yeah, I think the horse going down in the mud pit was the one that always gets me every single time. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for this is brilliant. And I hope this program grows. I don't know if I've shared, but my wife does have scleroderma. One of her first visits was at UCLA with Dr. First. So UCLA scleroderma program is very near and dear to us as well too. It's I think what saved her life within the coordination between UCLA and Kaiser at the same time. And you know, when they gave her 5 years at her first diagnosis, and she's now on her ninth. So I think whatever is happening at UCLA is working. And I just hope that everybody takes the opportunity to participate in your research, as well as try to get in to just seeing a doctor at a great hospital and at a great school. Thank you all so much for joining us for the Sclerosun podcast. I know we had some technical difficulties like power outages and my mic being very weak, is, you know, I'm trying to be quiet here because my family's having dinner next door. But yes, thank you so much. For everybody else, please don't forget to sign up for the scleroderma. I'm finding my mouse here so I can let them go for a little bit. For the scleroderma virtual stepping out to cure, for the 2021 virtual stepping out to cure scleroderma, just go to scleroderma.org, stepping out SoCal, and sign up, team up, register. Get your family to register. Every time you register, your $25 goes to 5 raffle entries. That's going to allow you to win prizes. So you're already in. You already get something. People were asking, what do we get for our $25? Because normally you get a t-shirt and a chance to walk around the park. But this time you get 5 raffle entries. So who knows, you might win something really big. As well as our commemorative bumper stickers that we're going to be giving out for anybody who registers as well too. And the entertainment is going to be there. We have so many things happening. And speaking of the virtual stepping out, our team challenge winner for last week, for the one that registered first, the first team that registered is Alejandra Warrior. Team Alejandra Warrior wins something. I gotta figure out what to get you, because you guys live down the way from me, so I gotta get you something. Thank you all so much again. You guys are all brilliant, lovely, wonderful, smart women doctors that are changing lives left and right. I'm just running down time here until I can hit that last thing called the closing. Thank you all so much for watching. Please subscribe. Our next guest will be on the 23rd with Eric G, who is an LA-based musician and rapper whose mother passed away of scleroderma and is now trying to reach out and raise awareness for it. Thank you all so much. You all have a great night. Please stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.